And as I mentioned before the service began, we are going to take some time today, a special time, to uplift the concern in Texas that's going on, ongoing. Hearts are still hurting. Hearts are very broken. There is a need for the Lord's presence to be there. We're going to have a moment of silence and a prayer for those affected by the shooting in Uvalde, but for our local schools and those who have been impacted as well. And then also towards the end of our time of prayer, we'll have a moment of silence and remembrance of those who have sacrificed their lives for the freedoms that we have today. And then we'll join our hearts and our voices with the Lord's Prayer. Please rise for our time of prayer today. Let us pray for the whole people of God in Christ Jesus and for all people according to their needs. As we grow in the Christian faith, we pray for an increase of the word, that it be freely shared and bring the good news of sins forgiven through Christ in every place. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
We pray for the world in which we live, asking that there would be times of peace and security in our days, and that we know the days of blessings and joy. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
We pray for the church and for this household of faith, that we be the radiant bride of Christ, daily growing in the fruit of the Spirit, in love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
We also lift our petitions now for those that are sick, the homebound, and all those who this day are in need for our intercession. Lord, today for the teacher in Seattle experiencing the stress of work and the challenges of the community, and for conflict in that moment. Lord, also for those that are experiencing health concerns and transitions in life, Lord, may your presence uplift them. May they see brighter days ahead. May they see that there are always open doors through your presence in their life. We specifically name Ryan, Merv and Patricia, Jim, Bob, Brian, Gary, Michael, Jen, and Gabriel, Bernice, Larry, Katie, Kathy, Tom and Donna, Spencer, Riley, Betty, Joyce, Courtney, Steve, Tom and Shannon, Bev, Tim and Raina, Bob, Melody and Brad, Holly, and Kai. Lord, this day we also uplift those affected from the evil that took place in Uvalde, Texas this last week. Lord, once again, senseless violence has taken multiple lives, both children and adults. With heavy hearts, we, your children, come to you asking for your tender care to attend to the needs of so many. Comfort those families whose lives have been devastated and disrupted by death. Bring healing to those who are injured. Help those who are dealing with images that they can never unsee. Above all, as we struggle with our questions and confusion, use this, dear Father, to draw us, your children, closer to you. And Lord, we do pray for sensible solutions and for peace to reign in our community. Be with the leaders in our schools, the children that go to school, staff, administrators. Keep them safe. Also with those that are put in positions to keep us safe, Lord, give them energy to serve and wisdom and discernment as they do that. We commit all these concerns to you. We pray that our prayers soon be answered and that they be supported by your people as they honor Christ. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Lord, as we pray this Memorial Day weekend, we remember with gratitude those valiant people of the armed forces of our nation who have fought and died to protect the liberties that are central to our way of life. Lord, we, in this moment of silence, we uplift those people that we think of now in this moment, as well as those people unnamed that only you know. Lord, we thank you for their gift of sacrifice. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Into your hands, O Lord, we commend all for whom we pray, trusting in your mercy through Jesus, your Son, our Lord. Amen.